Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We've been sharing about the plan of redemption, and we've seen the high priestly ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we've seen the fact that we have a covenant now, a new covenant, which is on better promises, a better covenant than the old covenant. The old covenant's been done away with. Now we are living in the new covenant. And in the new covenant, we have an inheritance because we are now in Jesus Christ. And we're going to talk about possessing our inheritance and the qualities that are necessary to possess the inheritance that the Lord has given unto us. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11, the Bible says, "In whom also we have obtained an inheritance." We have obtained an inheritance in Jesus Christ because of what He's done for us. We are heirs of God, joint heirs with Him. The Bible talks about in Romans chapter 8, verse 17, it says, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. We are heirs, heirs of God because of what Jesus has done. And we are joint heirs. That means an equal heir with Christ. That means whatever He's an heir of, we are equal heirs as well. Well, what's He an heir of? Hebrews 1:2 says this, "He hath in His last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things." Jesus is an heir of all things. What does that make you? That makes you an heir of all things because you are a joint heir with Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 21, it says, "For all things are yours." And verse 22, it repeats that. It says, "All are yours, and you are Christ, and Christ is God's." Everything that Jesus Christ has obtained for us belongs to us. Every promise of God is ours. Praise God. We know that all the promises of God are yea and in Him, amen. He's not holding anything back from us, praise God. So everything belongs to us. Now in Genesis chapter 15, we see the land that they were given to inherit. You need to understand that the Old Covenant is types and shadows of New Testament realities. The physical things that we see in the Old Covenant are pointing to spiritual realities, and they're pointing to the things that we are to possess now, today, in our New Covenant. In Genesis chapter 15, in verse 7, He said unto them, "I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit it. And He said, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I inherit it?" How are we going to know we inherit the land? Because we have a covenant. See, that's what He did. He made a covenant with Abram back there. Well, how do we know we have a covenant today? Because of what Jesus has done. Jesus went to the cross for you. He poured out His blood. He redeemed us. He fulfilled that old covenant, and He made a new covenant in His blood. Now, when we get born again, making Jesus Christ our personal Lord and Savior, we enter into covenant relationship with Him. And because we have a covenant, we have been given our spiritual land to inherit, which is all the promises of God that belong to us. Now, if we're going to possess our inheritance, we are going to have to eliminate the enemies. Remember when they were given the land and they were to go in and possess their land, they had enemies in the land. There were Canaanites, Hivites, Jebusites, Girgazites. They had to drive all of the enemies out of their land. In Genesis chapter 24, here the Bible talks about that they had to go forth and possess the gate of those that hated them. They had to possess the gate of those that hated them. In Genesis 22, what was the attitude that they had when He said this to Abram after he'd obeyed and taking his son up there to offer him? He said, "In blessing I'll bless thee, and multiplying I'll multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies." The seed, of course, is Christ, and you and I are in Christ, so we are to do the same thing. We're going to do the same works that He did, and we're going to possess the gate of His enemies, which is to take dominion over the works of the enemy. We need to take it to the enemy and drive him out of every area of our life. You know, the enemy is Satan, who goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. But God has given you power and authority over all of his ability, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So you have to realize that you're going to have to deal with the devil, and God's given you authority. You can resist him. You can cast him out. You can cast him down. You can overcome him. You can speak to the mountains, and they will be removed. And you're going to possess the gate of those that hate you, and the one who hates you is the devil. He wants to bring destruction against an individual. Now, if we're going to possess this inheritance, there's a principle in Leviticus 20, verse 24, that's important. He said, I've said unto you, you shall inherit their land, and I will give it unto you to possess it, a land that floweth with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, which have separated you from other people. If you are going to go in and possess the land that God has given unto you, you are going to have to separate yourself from the ways of the world. You cannot walk in the ways of uncleanness any longer. It says in the next verse, verse 25, he talks about how I've separated you from all of the unclean things. We have been separated from these things that are not right with God. And anything of the world, anything of sin, needs to be dealt with in our life. In verse 26, he says, you shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have severed you from other people, that you should be mine. You must understand that if you're going to possess the promises of God, which is your inheritance, you've got to give yourself wholly, give your heart wholly unto the Lord, and realize you're bought with a price, the blood of Jesus, and you're not your own. You belong to him. He said, you are mine. We belong to the Lord. Therefore, we must separate ourselves and walk in his ways. Another principle that's important is we need confidence in God. In Numbers chapter 13 and verse 30, Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it. We can go and possess our inherited promises, for we are well able to overcome it. You need confidence in God. You need to know that you're well able to overcome it, not in your strength. You can't do anything in your own strength, but in him you can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you need a confidence in God, not a confidence in the flesh. We have no confidence in our own ability or in the flesh. We have confidence in God, and we know we are well able to overcome, and we're going to be prompt to obey him and do exactly what he tells us to do. In Numbers chapter 14, verse 24, speaking further about Caleb, it says that he had another spirit with him and followed me fully. His will I bring into the land whereinto we went, and his seed shall possess it. He's going to bring him into the land. Him will I bring into the land. Why? Because he followed him fully. And it says his seed shall possess it. Well, God wants us to possess our inheritance. But you're going to have to realize that you're going to have to follow God fully. You can't follow him halfway. You've got to be totally sold out to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got to walk in line with what he wants you to do. You can't just decide you're going to do the word sometimes and do your own thing other times. You've got to be committed to walk in his way. Put the word of God first place in your life and obey him. Make it the rule and authority in your life and do what it says. Praise God. In Numbers chapter 21, here in verse 24, Israel smote him with the edge of the sword and possessed his land from Arnon unto Jabbok. He went forth and smote the enemies. We see the same thing over in down in verse 32, where Moses sent him to spy out the land. They drove out the Amorites that were there, and they smote him and his sons and all his people until there was none left alive, and they possessed his land. It's so important that if you are going to possess the promises of God, you've got to smite the enemies. The enemies were in the land hindering the Israelites from possessing the physical land. These physical inhabitants are a type of spiritual inhabitants that we are dealing with. And this is dealing with Satan's troops, which are principalities and powers and rulers and spiritual wickedness and demonic spirits that are working to hinder a person from possessing the promises of God. What were they told to do? Smite them all and possess it. Smite them all until they're all gone. And this is important for you to understand. This process of possessing the land was a little by little process. It wasn't some one-time thing. Christians need to understand that growth is little by little, and also possessing your inheritance by driving out the demonic spirits and the enemies from your life is also a little by little process. Exodus 23:30 says, by little and little I will drive them out from before thee until thou be increased and inherit the land. It was a little by little process, and it's the same today. Little by little, we cast out demonic spirits, and we take authority and dominion over every work of the enemy and drive it out of every area of our life until we possess our land. Now, we got to get the armor of God on, which is the Word of God in every part of us. Numbers 32, verse 21, he said, "And will all of you go armed over Jordan before the Lord until he hath driven out his enemies from before you?" You've got to get the armor of God on. When you have the armor of God on, that's the Word in you in area after area of your life. You're to be strong in the Lord, the power of his might, so you can stand against the wiles of the devil. Remember, the armor of God is the Word of God in you. Some people say, "Oh, I'm going to put on the armor of God just by praying and putting it on every morning." That sounds good, but that's inaccurate. You put on the armor of God by having the Word in you. Every part of the Word of the armor of God involves the Word. That helmet of salvation is the Word in your mind. That sword of the Spirit is the Word coming out of your mouth. That shield of faith is the Word being spoken. It is written to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. That breastplate of righteousness is the Word dwelling in your heart. That Word that is being spoken forth out of you is what keeps that belt upon you and keeps you in line with His Word. That the Word that goes forth as we walk in the ways of God, that's the preparation, the gospel of peace that's going to lead us step by step. God's Word needs to be in you in all areas of your life and leading you in the steps you take, in the words you speak, and in the way you deal with the enemy's attacks against you. You got to be armed to be able to possess the land. That's what he says there in Numbers 32:21. You're going to be armed to go and possess the promised land that God has for you. We have an inheritance. We are joint heirs. We are heirs of all things. All the promises of God are yours. God's given you all the promises of God, but you're going to have to take authority over the enemy and drive them out. You better separate yourself wholly to walk in the ways of the Lord. Follow Him fully and know that God is going to drive out your enemies. You are well able to overcome, and we must learn to smite the enemies continually until they're all eliminated, knowing it's going to be a little by little process, and you get that armor of God on and keep the Word in you, and you will possess your promised land. We're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you.